good Friday morning to you. The auction is about 10 minutes away. First, where you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, it is 33 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You know, Shakespeare's timeless classic, A Midsummer Night's Dream, opened yesterday at Winthrop University's Johnson Theater. It's going to play through Sunday, February 23rd. It's got some evening performances. We'll begin at 7:30 and the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. And in studio, super excited to have from Winthrop University, Whitney Huff and Caleb Moody, who is actually in the show, to talk about this performance and presentation that is a gift for all of us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So let's begin with you, Whitney. You are the Director of Communications and Community Engagement. Tell us a little bit about the theater at Winthrop.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. I am so honored to be a part of the staff at Winthrop University and to be able to share with you guys all the amazing things that are going on with our theater. We have had so many great shows this year. Four Colored Girls closed last weekend, and then Midsummer is going on right now, of course. And so we have more opportunities than almost any other college in South Carolina for students to perform on stage. And we pride ourselves on that fact.
That's so fantastic. Just like you said, the opportunities for the students and the opportunities for the community to come out and support those students. Caleb, of course, you're in the cast. So for someone that's not familiar with A Midsummer Night's Dream, can you frame it up?
Sure, certainly. So I'm playing Oberon, King of the Fairies. There are basically three groups in the show. You have the court, the Rude Mechanicals, and the fairies. The court and the Rude Mechanicals are obviously the human side of things, and they live in Athens. And the court follows the lovers of Helena and Hermia and Lysander and Demetrius. They have a squabble going on. Demetrius wants to marry Hermia, but her father... Demetrius... Excuse me again.
That's okay. I'm getting a little like us... sort of sidetracked a little because of the fairy dust on your face, which that's from last night's performance.
Yes, it
a little leftover.
Always.
Yeah.
It will never leave my face.
I love that.
Bottom line, there's something about this production, William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, that people resonate with. It really is a classic. People continue to do theater in the park with it. Yeah. Winthrop's doing it. It's been on big stage like in Hollywood.
What is a movie?
What is it about
Mickey Rooney?
This production that people resonate to? Why do they connect with it?
I think it's this farcical nature of this show. It's incredibly funny. I mean, there's so much slapstick comedy going on, and you really see people making a fool of themselves. But whenever you get to the forest, you see Lysander, Hermia, Demetrius, and Helena go through this journey where they realize their status in the community and what they want from each other, and obviously that's confused by us fairies and our love potion and things like that, and a lot of hilarity ensues with that. But I do think seeing them go through this progression is what is so relatable about the show.
Was Shakespeare known for comedy?
Some.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I know some of his tales
are comedy and tragedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some of them are not as you hear more about the tragedy part than the comedy part when you talk about William Shakespeare, but that's a great example. Of course, you can see it this weekend. Whitney, when you all look at your year in terms of what do you look for when you put on a production? Or do you look at the timeliness of what's going on socially right now in the country? Do you look at classics? How do you guys pick the shows that you guys want to perform?
It's a combination of all of those things.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yes. No, every year we always have our one act festival that's in the fall and spring, and that's coming up in April as well. That's a smaller group of shows that'll be going on in our smaller theater, the Johnson Studio Theater. But like I said, it's a combination of, you know, what we can get the rights to at that time, but then also the student directors pick what they want to do as well. For Colored Girls just closed this past weekend, as I mentioned, and that was something that our student director wanted to put on because she had done it before. So it's a combination of all of the above. You know, when we did Hair, it was very relevant and timely and political. So it's, like I said, it's a combination.
How difficult is it, Caleb, to learn to speak in the, you know, Shakespearean form of language?
It's been a little bit of a challenge. There's two styles of text in Shakespeare. You have prose and verse, and it's kind of telling of the status of the character. So for characters who speak in prose, they're usually considered low status, imbeciles.
Yeah.
But for verse, you have the iambic pentameter where you have 10 syllables per line, and it kind of goes in this tatum, tatum,
I want to hear
ta-tum.
A line.
Oh, yeah. Give us an example of that.
Give us a little something.
If you can.
Sure.
Yeah. You're the latter one that you just described, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So let's see. In Act 4, Scene 1, I say...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Puck.
Okay, right I'm now. Puck.
All right.
I'm Mickey Rooney. Okay. Okay.
Her dotage now I do begin to pity, for meeting her of late behind the wood, seeking sweet favors from this hateful fool, I did upbraid her and fall out with her.
And you did on. What?
All right. Awesome. So which one was that? That was more of the...
Okay,
the,
translate.
The syllable so, one?
Yes.
Okay.
Highbrow. Right.
Okay.
And the point of the iambic pentameter is you kind of, the audience will feel that rhythm and go along with you, and you drive towards the last word of each line.
Okay. Yeah. So
and,
you took her behind the woodshed. I'm just kidding. And did what?
Well, I upbraided her and fell
What's
out.
What's that
with
mean?
Her. Upbraid means to censor and to silence, and fall out means to argue with things like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Well, if Patty goes and sees this, someone needs to sit beside her and translate every line of the play.
Lucas is the one that will ask all the questions.
I will ask the questions.
I will be on my best behavior and ask them later.
An example of a highbrow. All right, what's an example of a lowbrow? Like someone that is not on the social status.
One of the rude mechanicals. They speak in prose, not prose. Yes, prose for the entirety of the show.
It's so good, to have a context in which to sort of process the show.
Now, what's a line from that?
Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Because his character doesn't speak in prose.
Oh, all right.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of funny because there's a couple monologues, but one of the lowbrow characters, Peter Quince, has this entire monologue where the punctuation of it is all off.
Yeah.
So
they
make a fool of themselves. They're like, if we come to offend, it is with our goodwill. And then like, and he keeps backtracking the entire time and things like that.
Okay. All right.
So it's – and how big is the cast?
It's 22 actors.
It's large for our production.
And it's going on at Johnson Theater. Mm-hmm. Tell us again the skinny on it, where we can go to get tickets and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. If you go to winthrop.edu/arts, you can find the link to our box office there. You can also call the box office at 803-323-4014 or email boxoffice@winthrop.edu.
You will not be disappointed.
All Winthrop students?
All Winthrop students.
Fantastic. All right. Whitney and Caleb, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream this weekend on the campus of Winthrop University.